I'm seeing that, you know, people are getting too caught up and too wound up in this, you know, this Roe versus Wade stuff. And it's just like any other current event of things that's happening out in the world in the news. People are getting too caught up, okay? And then I see a lot of Christians will take sides, and that is a problem because you're trying to fight a battle that's not your battle to fight. And the Bible says to seek out your own soul's salvation. So number one, that means that you don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in, because God is the author and the finisher of all faiths. And the Bible also states that we were created for him and by him, and will continue to exist because of him. He is the first and the last. He brought you in. He can take you out. Okay? So he's the first and the last, the author and the finisher of our faith. He created us. And at the end of the day, judgment belongs to God. Then the Bible also states to seek out your own soul salvation. And also states that, guess what? Our job here as disciples, so-called Christians, saints and ain'ts, is to lead others to Christ. Not blurt out hateful slurs, not to condemn. You're fighting a battle that does not belong to you, and I'm bringing it to your attention because the Lord brought it to my attention. Roe versus Wade is not your business. What you should be doing, if you're going to stand outside of an abortion clinic, is not yell or holler out hateful slurs. Your job is the same job as God. If we're gonna walk in love as Jesus and have compassion, is to embrace them and lead them to Christ. When they walk out of that place or walk into that place, be ready to be prepared to minister to them. Remember, he says we always have to be ready to minister. We don't want to get caught not doing what God has called us to do, and he's not telling us to stand outside of some abortion clinic and talk hate, to spew out hate. That's not your business. Don't be like busybodies. They talk about busybodies in the Bible. Your job is to lead. Your job is the agenda and the will of God. And his agenda is that every goal is to be saved. Amen? I don't understand why we're getting caught up with Roe versus Wade, when what we need to be doing is out there getting our hands dirty, going into the hedges and the highways and the byways, and drawing on all men to come unto Jesus Christ. I don't understand why we're minding somebody. We could get caught up minding somebody else's business. There's a sense of wanting to belong somewhere, and people get caught up connected to the wrong cult, to the wrong deal, to the wrong ideal, to the wrong thing, because they want to feel like they belong somewhere. That vice, that's a void, and that void should be filled by Holy Spirit. Once you know who you are, there should be no void. You should have that zeal and desire and compassion to love one another, walk in love, and draw folks into Christ with your love and compassion. I don't understand why people are getting caught up with Roe versus Wade. At the end of the day, judgment belongs to God. At the end of the day, and you'll find this revelation if you get deep down into Ecclesiastes, the last paragraph. It says you can live your life the way that you want to live your life, but you will be judged. I say it all the time. You will be judged by the way that you lived your life. And the way that you live your life really is none of my business. I'm here to give you the truth, the word of God. I'm here to draw you to Christ, but not away from Christ. And that should be the same standard to all Christians. Whether you feel you're called by God or not, is to walk in love. Amen. That's just like Biden. Why are we fighting a war that is not our battle to fight? Why is Biden minding Russia's business? I keep saying, God, Daddy, why is the church so confused? I said, look in the Bible. It's even in the Bible. They prophesied about these times. the perilous times, that men will be lovers of themselves, men pleasers, those perilous times where there's going to be a shortage of the word. There's going to be a famine, a choking of the truth in our spiritual lives. See, look in the Bible. Why is the church so confused? The church is so backwards. You want to talk about road versus way, but I never hear anybody preaching about Pride Month, when the enemy has taken our symbol, taken the rainbow. They've taken the red, the blue. We know that that means, and that reminds us of the promises of God. And they've taken it, and the enemy has converted and flipped it upside down. And nobody's talking about that. This is June. You'll celebrate Juneteenth. You'll celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. But nobody's preaching on pride. You know why? Because they're the biggest tithers in your church. Why is the church so confused? And the truth in the matter is, he's looking for a church without spot and nor wrinkle. And we know the church is in us. We know that. We already know some of the laws. How can they hear without a preacher? We already know that. Honor our leaders. We already know that. People take that and manipulate that and turn it into witchcraft. We already know that. We already know that. But I haven't heard anybody preaching about pride. Pride Month. Celebrating. They have their own day. They've moved into our workplaces. They have been positioned above us. But God said the first shall be last. And here we are, the remnant. The last shall no longer be first. And I want to make a declaration that all those that claim to stand for the truth will repent. You will repent. And from this day forward, you will not compromise the word of God. Why is the church so confused? Why? You won't find, I know, a perfect church and our responsibility is strive towards perfection. But we know that there are certain ones that won't make it into the kingdom. Oh, I'm not compromising the word. I'm giving you the short, the simple. We know those, there are those that won't make it in. We know those. And because they're our bosses, we won't preach the gospel in the workplace. And how many know the Bible says, the word of God says, when one door closes, another one opens. And that's a benefit. It's part of being, it pays to know God. It's a benefit to have someone to walk you through such things after you have suffered a while. And he's promised to bring you through every fight, every battle. Victory reigns in Jesus. But why? We're not preaching the gospel in our workplaces but we're siding with pride and LGBTQ community. We're siding. They've taken over. We've lost. It's as if they've taken our rights. Gained the ability to show and stand and have authority over us. And we're the ones that should be the strongest, not the weakest link. And you won't preach pride on Pride Month or because they're the bigger tithes of your church, you won't preach the gospel because you will at your workplace and pray for folk and lead others to Christ because you're afraid that you'll lose your job. And the Bible tells us we should not fear what man should do unto us. How many times, how many know when God asks you to do a thing? It may not, it doesn't necessarily make sense. God, why? Why would you tell me to get in my car, drive until you say, pull over? Holy Spirit, what's going on here? Why? Why does it make sense? Would you wake me up in the middle of the night and tell me to go into the hospital? To room 100. God, it doesn't make sense. Honey, why would God tell you to take in that poor black girl with two children into our homes? It doesn't make sense. God, why would God tell you? Because honey's hearing from God. And you've been taken over by vanity. Not walking in discernment. And Jesus warned of us that. He warned us of that. He said, the hypocrites. Now, the hypocrites, come on now. They can look in the sky and determine that it's going to rain. But here we are, walking with God, supposedly. Let it all shut up. Supposed to be walking with God. And don't know when, can't discern when we're being taken as sheep to the slaughter. Can't discern when the enemy has set us up. Can't discern when the enemy is plotting and planning and scheming against us. Because we're too caught up in vanity and the things of this world, which is backwards. He said, don't get caught up with the cares of life. Take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow will have thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. After Paul spent those times with Jesus and witnessed miracles and signs and wonders, and in Romans he said there was a struggle. But I've come too far. He said there's a struggling in my flesh. That what I should do, I do not. But what I should not do at this point, I still do. But as I realize that I've come too far in Christ to turn back now, my Yitabosha, I realize it doesn't. I paid the price. I've dropped everything and took up my cross and followed Jesus. Peter said to Jesus in Mark, he said, what do we get because we've dropped everything? He said there's not a man that would drop everything for me to come follow me. So Peter said, what about us? Don't you think that's what we did? Jesus didn't answer him nothing about what they would get. He said you would get and you would be redeemed and restored, but not without persecution. You would go through the fire, but you would not be burned. My God, nobody's willing to pay the price. And those are they that will stand before God. If you make it to the gate, says, those are they, he will say, depart from me, for I never knew you, you worker of an iniquity. And then the Bible tells us that we should not fear what man can do unto us. God has graced some of us that claim to be the real remnant of Christ. Now we've gone on. God has given us bigger responsibility. Too much is given, much is required. God has given you houses and cars. And for some reason, that's still not enough. Now you feel like you need to rub elbows with the besties. Paul said, I realized there was a struggle in my flesh. There's a struggle. He said, I come too far. I realized that I've been changed. I don't no longer do the things that I used to do. Bible says, come up from amongst them and be ye separate. And how many know in this walk with the Lord that you're going to get to a place in your life that you're no longer going to rub elbows with the besties? Everybody's not going to be your friend, especially when you stand for the truth. Now you've been graced and been given a congregation, and you've gotten the influence, and now you're borderline compromising the truth. We got to be careful that we don't borderline. We got to be careful that we don't borderline compromise. We don't get to that place. Now we feel like everybody should be our friend. Everybody should like us. And Jesus told us, he said, they hate you because they first hated me. And now you don't understand and realize everybody ain't going to like you. Whether you got a five-bedroom mansion, big house, fancy car, you can have all the automobiles, but unless you take sides, and a lot of us is not going to want to stand for the truth and not compromise, because we want everybody to be our friends. We think everybody's supposed to like us. And that's not what this walk is about at all. Everybody ain't gonna be your friend. Everybody not gonna like you. There gonna be some that's gonna look at you and see the glory in God, the glory of God over your life, and not even can't stand you. There gonna be some that's got more than you and still not gonna like you. There gonna be some that don't like you for no reason, because they see the light. And as God continued to exalt you, it's a shame and a scandal for you now to want to compromise the truth. You no longer want to drop everything and come follow after God. He done rose you up and brought you to a place, to a level in your life. And then the glory of God is shining brightly. And now you want everybody to be your friend. And how many people know you can't do that? Because a lot of people can't handle the truth. You got something money can't buy. And now you whining because you feel like everybody should be your friend. And God done brought you to a certain, he done got you standing up on your 2 feet level ground. And now your wings, he got your wings stable. You ready to fly, and you flying, you soaring high. But now you done got to where you can do this thing without him. You feel like, yeah, because see, the gift and the call, the gift is without repentance. Now you feel like you can come up higher, and you feel like you floating. And then you caught up in pride, and now your conscience is seared. And now he ain't walking with you no more. Remember, God will let you keep working and fire you at the same time. And because you done got so caught up in the world, pride and vanity, you didn't realize you've been fired. You doing what you want to do. And you need to rub elbows with the besties. Everybody got to be your friend. You don't want to walk alone no more. You want to be the life of the party. You think everybody should love you. You like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Remember the Pharisees and the Sadducees was walking with Christ, yet they doubted who he was, sent by God, and yet they doubted him. Had Christ the Messiah, the holy and awesome anointed one, their Redeemer, the wonderful wise counselor, the creator of all things, right before them. They had
the benefit, the opportunity. They had, how many know it's a pleasure? It's an honor. And they took that for granted. Don't get caught up compromising. Here's another one. Cause see, we as the church got to get it right. What about you're still operating in chaos and confusion, envy and strife, covetousness, lasciviousness, because most of you say church is like a business, covetousness, because you're still walking in envy and jealousy and still competing one against another, when the Bible says do not be puffed up one against another. And you over here running your mouth concerned about row versus way. All that time you spent standing outside of the abortion clinics, yelling and screaming. All those times you sat in front of the TV talking about Roe versus Wade. All that time spent watching the news and talking about what's going on. You could have been fasting and praying. Father, why is the church so confused? We got to get it right. We got to get it right. Bible says, don't be caught up with the cares of life. Take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow will have thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And you putting all your strength in Roe versus Wade? I said it before and I'll say it again. Father, why is the church so confused? Said the Bible says, straight is the gate, straight is the way, and narrow. No, straight is the gate, but narrow is the way. And there will be only a few that will find it. And you concerned about Roe versus Wade. The Bible says that the first shall be last and the last will be first. That's what the Lord said. That's the word of the God. And I know, let me get it right. Let me get this right, because I know somebody's going to try to critique this conversation. But you can't and you won't, because you are ashamed and you are afraid to minister and preach the gospel on your job. Why is the church so confused? You're too busy caught up with the ways of the world. And yeah, technology is forever changing and getting ready to take over. Matter of fact, if you don't get it right, if you don't keep your eyes on your money, it'll be gone from the bank. You already, how many carry cash? Huh? Who carries cash anymore? Huh? About to control your whole life. They about to bring in new world order right before your eyes. That Antichrist spirit has already arrived and run amok. And now they're going to force you to take the mark of the beast. Can't discern the time, but the hypocrites can look at the sky and tell you when it's going to rain. But you can't discern when you're about to be taken as sheep for the slaughter. Taken up by vanity and pride and worried about Roe versus Wade. Why is the church so confused, Daddy? The church is confused. He said the church is backwards. It's a shame and a scandal.
what people will believe and won't believe these days. What people will side, who people will side with, to compromise with, what they're willing to compromise. Their relationships and wanting to be famous. Come on here now. The Bible says that money was the root to all evil. And you got folks that will stand with you, then turn their backs on you 1 minute. And then the next they stabbing you in the back and calling it ministry. And you out here consumed and caught up with Roe versus Wade. And again, unless you got an answer to this question, why is the church so confused? But just like Jesus, you was told way before time that the church was backwards. You know what? I want to say this too, because there's a lot of Christians that are Republican, and that you know, some are I'm not either or, okay? I'm not a Democrat nor am I a Republic. That's my own personal business, just as well as yours. But you too busy being caught up with Roe versus Wade. You know, before you get too caught up with the things and you think that and Republicans say that there should be no this or that, you know, we believe that we the people believe that, you know, people should be able to stand for themselves. There should be no welfare. There should be no money for this, and there should be no money, no welfare money for that. No Medicaid. There should be no free insurance, because we got to pay for it. Come on, after $300,000, you're not taxed. Come on here, and you're so busy caught up with Roe versus Wade. You and they're wanting to fight for the life of the baby, but you're not really thinking about the children, are you? Because see, there will be people that will say, you brought these children into this world, you ought to be able to take care of them. Don't you know that there are people that will have a baby and will leave this baby's body in a bathroom or a trash can or even on the side of the road? And you so busy caught up with Roe versus Wade. There's young babies having babies and having them in school and throwing them in the trash can at school. There are mothers, there are people having children that don't even want them after they get 16 and they can't get that welfare check no more. And you so busy caught up with Roe versus Wade and saying you for the people, you not for the people. Because guess what? If you were for the people, you would think about those kids. There are people that bring children into this world, and there are people of God that want children, that will live by the word of God and marry as they should and can't even have baby. He said in the Bible there will be days that the desolate will have more children than the women of God that you would be bearing. And there will be days that the desolate be popping them out every which way they go, having five and six of them, and what the Republicans will do, they will get tired of carrying you. Come on here now. They want to shut you down and take you out. Why are you so busy? You so busy caught up with Roe versus Wade, bringing these children into the world. They're going to get tired of you. They're going to get tired of hearing about shootings and killings and your own people. You'll beat down your own people. You ain't ready for the coming of the Lord. You'll beat your own sister and brethren down. Turn them in. Turn them upside down. Stab them in the back. Somebody put some money in your hand, and you out there busy talking about Roe versus Wade. Come on here now. What's really going on? Why is the church so confused? Some of the Republicans feel like there should not be a this fund or that fund. Come on, they'll put millions and billions of dollars to go study dolphins before they want to put it in your local communities. And you over here busy
wasting your strength and your time on Roe versus Wade. Father God, I need to know, and I've asked you this question so many times, why is the church so confused? Caught up, worried about Roe versus Wade. I need to know, God. I need to know. I need to know, Father. What? Come on, I can't. I'm trying my best, God, to stand for what's right, but there's too much hatred going on. We can't get the people to come in and come together to collaborate like you said. They're too busy caught up with the ways of the world. Bewitched and brainwashed.
Well, folks, remember your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Until next time, stay safe and be blessed. Thank you for all your support.